The North Dakota Senate passes a bill proposed by North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley 28-18 that would have people convicted of violent crime serve 85% of their sentences before they're considered for early release. Wrigley calls the bill Truth in Sentencing. It would also make sure people convicted of assaulting law enforcement, resisting arrest, and fleeing law enforcement can't serve their sentences on those crimes concurrently with other convictions. Wrigley is concerned unelected bureaucrats with the North Dakota Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation can release inmates early. He says the department has said some of those inmates are still incarcerated, but adds that means they're in halfway houses or transition environments. Joining us is Dem NPL State Senator Tim Mathern of Fargo, who voted against the bill. Senator, thanks for joining me.
I'm glad to join you. Thank you.
Why did you vote against the Truth in Sentencing bill despite the Attorney General and Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner being in favor of it?
First of all, there's no such thing as a Truth in Sentencing bill. That is the words that have been attached to it. But anyway, I voted against the bill because it will increase the number of people who commit crimes because they will not get the proper treatment while in prison. They will not get the proper education. They will not get the proper job skill training while they're in prison. And if you don't do those things, people get out of prison, commit another crime to meet their living needs, and then they'll be back in the prison.
How does this bill prevent people from getting education and job skills and life skills?
A number of the provisions of the bill would keep people out of places like Center Incorporated in Fargo. They have places in Grand Forks, Minot, other places around the state. And these transitional facilities provide those services. And what will happen with the bill passage is people will be kept in the maximum security. And in maximum security, those same services are not available. So, you know, that's the trouble with the bill. Everybody wants to keep our citizens safe. We don't want our law enforcement officers hurt. But the consequence of this bill are really not what the Attorney General is calling for. Judges can actually admit people for longer sentences. Judges can determine how the sentences are carried out. So this is not a singular thing about the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation changing the requirements. Now, the department does, in fact, believe certain ways of handling prisoners reduces recidivism. And that's what they try to do.
Did you consult with law enforcement entities or judges before you made your vote?
I did consult with them. In fact, I don't know if they would want me to, I guess I won't say who, but in fact, one of the Cass County judges called me. And yes, there are judges and law enforcement officers on both sides of this issue. And I acknowledge that. And I took all of that into consideration. The bottom line for me is, how do we rehabilitate people so they won't offend in the future? And so they'll be tax-paying citizens and they'll be neighbors of yours and mine that are safer than without the treatment.
Do you believe that violent criminals should at least serve 85% of their sentence?
Well, that's the challenge here, is the definition of some of these crimes. Like some of the persons that will not be eligible for treatment during that time are people who have used substances, who have maybe been a dealer, or maybe have tried to escape from the law. And those people need treatment. Essentially, not providing treatment keeps those people in the dangerous category of behavior. So the definitions in the bill itself are a little bit misleading when we just say, well, this will keep all violent offenders in. Well, it depends on how you define what a violent offender is. Do I believe violent offenders in the context of our general layperson understanding of that should be serving their sentences? Certainly, I believe that.
The North Dakota legislature is in crossover period, and you're on a bit of a recess here. Is there anything that you've seen from House bills that you're excited to get to voting on or debating on in the Senate?
Well, we have all of the property tax issues. We have a dramatic situation in Washington, D.C. that could affect our session. Take, for example, our Department of Health and Human Services. If the Medicaid cuts are actually going to come through that the president has talked about and Congress is talking about, that will have, I would say, over $1 billion consequence in North Dakota. So that's going to be really important. And in that, that bill includes the issue of the state hospital, building of a new state hospital. I think, too, you've probably been reporting on the bill regarding marriage equality.
I believe that was a resolution.
Right. That resolution, I think it was 3013, that'll be coming to the Senate, and that'll be hotly debated. So that's going to be happening, and I'm going to do everything I can to see what we can do to defeat that resolution.
All right, Dem NPL State Senator Tim Mathern of Fargo, thanks for joining me and sharing your views.
Thank you, Austin. Have a good day.
You as well, sir.